Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids.
Banger of a Tuesday show today. Really looking forward to this. This young man has not been on the program, D'Anthony, in quite some time, and he's back.
Yeah.
He's back. I'm going to go ahead and give you your full name. Sean Christopher Avery is on the show today.
Like a serial killer.
Serial killer. He won a 2006 Latin Grammy as well. A lot of people don't know that. Played a little bit of hockey.
Well, there's a rule in hockey named after him because he was such a cunt.
Yeah, you know sure was. Mean?
Which is what it's my favorite thing about him. And now off the ice, he's taken it to a fucking new level, dude.
You're my favorite internet personality, and I know that's weird to say because you probably don't think of yourself as an internet personality, but you're the first story I go to. All your clips are fucking hilarious from your podcast. Like, I'm all in on Sean Christopher Avery in my life, and I want more of it, so I'm glad you're here today. Where are you?
So first of all, I'd like to say that I think the interpretation was Sean Christopher Avery – Christopher being the saint.
No, I was thinking of the gay guy from Winnie the Pooh with the floppy socks.
No, that was a child.
Yeah, same thing. He's got childlike features.
I mean, he probably grew up to be not
straight.
Not healthy mentally. If you have that many, yeah. No. Sean's doing fine.
Sean is not doing fine, dude. Sean's on the fucking edge, dude. That's why I follow him. Sean, you're this close, dude, from punching somebody every day, and I fucking love it. That's what I'm there for. I follow Britney Spears so she dies. I follow you because I know at one of these fucking any moment, you're going to punch a cyclist and go to prison. And I'm all in on Sean Christopher Avery.
Yeah, so it's funny how everything goes in cycles, right? And the infamous bike lane episode where I decided to take matters into my own hands. Mm-hmm. Police the bike lanes in New York City. I was arrested multiple times for it. Wrongly convicted in one, probably similar to 45 and what's going on down at that court. I think I was actually at the same courthouse. But the people, they want it back, you know?
Yep.
I think the unrest, the unruly are about to become justice.
Yeah. Yeah, or you think they're going to show up for you as well and get your record expunged from that? Because here's my take on it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what city you're in, if you're in a major city, they're adding more bike lanes right now.
Yes.
And people who are cyclists don't pay any taxes they don't contribute in any meaningful way to the construction of that bike lane.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That means people who drive cars like adults,
yep,
you know, human beings,
mm-hmm,
and not shit bags that fucking ride around on child's toys.
Yeah.
They have to fund this fucking gay bullshit.
Well, it's federal. So that's,
yeah, I know.
That's what's happening.
It's federal
here,
taxes,
Sean,
that are funding that. It's that unacceptable.
It is.
Well, that's Peter Buttigieg. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd also like to say, since moving to California, I drive a car. I've abandoned entirely. I don't give a fuck what happens to bikers. Okay. I don't think. I'm not concerned with the rights anymore. If I go back to New York City, I would like to transition into a new cause, right? There's a migrant crisis there. I could get involved somehow.
Well,
I haven't been there to take the temperature of the city and what's going on the streets, but the Rangers are going to win the cup, and I'm going to New York, and I'm watching some games. I'm going to get out there and just... I'm going to make some moves. I'm going to walk around the city. I want to assess first before, because I haven't been there.
Yeah, reconnoiter, right? For sure, yeah.
Yeah, now, can I give you some suggestions for things that I would like you to do while you're out there? You smoking weed live on air today? Proud of you. Now you're in California. It's legal, dude. Live your fucking life. When you go to New York, here's what I'd like to see first on Sean Avery's list. All right? Get yourself a cycle. and start delivering Taco Bell to the migrants at the hotels. I think they would love to see a guy like you. And also you could introduce yourself, maybe have a short hang. Cinco de Mayo was 2 days ago.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mexicans, by the way.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mexico. And
No, Mexicans.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, all Mexicans are born on May the 5th.
No shit.
Yeah.
It's not like a Latinx thing?
No, a lot of people don't know that.
All right. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know if it was the whole world or just the individual country.
No, they're only,
don't care either.
They're only legally allowed to have children on that one day.
Smart.
I talked to Zeus about it over the weekend. That's what he told me.
Yeah, smart. We've got a Mexican friend, so we can say that, Sean. That's first on the list. Delivering Taco Bell to the migrants. Also, would love to see you wrapped up in a
keffiyeh.
Yep.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just pro-Palestine. Oh, yeah. Go join a fucking riot, dude. Go to Columbia University for a day.
Like, honestly, as a goon, as a winger goon, which, you know, there aren't a whole lot of those in the history of the NHL, I feel like you belong out there, to be honest.
Well, you know, that's interesting. I get sucked into TikTok is new to me. I have fallen asleep many nights over the past few months watching rockets hit Hamas. And, you know, what position do I take? I don't know. I agree. I'd like to go in there and see. I want to see people fight.
Yeah.
So, I want to see differing opinions. And then maybe what I could do is just walk around and do what I did on the ice, which is just throw like shit bombs everywhere and let that kind of spread and really cause chaos amongst the fighting.
And when your head is wrapped up in a towel, we're only going to see peaks of your beard kind of hanging out. Let's be honest, put a little more brown makeup on.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
And then it
like a Taliban?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
You're halfway there.
Wait, is it? They call it Taliban because of Taliban?
I believe so.
Shit, I didn't know that.
I believe so. Yeah, just throw a little more brown makeup on, wrap your head up in a towel, and then just start knocking people out.
Well, cover up your forehead and your nose and below right quick with your hands. Let's see what that looks like.
Yeah, just give us one of... There we go.
Yeah, and nobody would ever notice who that is. You could be any white man.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus was white, and perfect. He was in the Middle East with blonde hair and blue eyes, so yeah, you're good. Yeah. Look at that. That's perfect.
Yeah.
And then you can just start taking swings for free. For free again on protesters.
Or you could go out there like Casey Jones from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles all in your fucking hockey gear and just start swatting people. You know what I mean?
Oh, be great.
Just cross-checking dudes and fucking...
What jersey do you wear, though, for something like that? Which team?
Interesting question. I was just thinking, well, it's playoffs in the city right now. I'll just put my fucking Ranger jersey on, a game-worn jersey, and I'll just roll down there and roll in. And say, what's the problem here? Why do you not want to leave? Why did you just take down the fucking American flag?
Yeah.
Who took down the American flag? I'd like to speak to that person.
Oh my God. Could you imagine walking into the Madison Square Garden, game-worn jersey, fresh blood all over it, and everybody's like, hey man, is that Sean Avery? Why the fuck does he have real blood down his jersey as he sits down to have a 16 ounce?
So people may be curious about what happened, but I don't think they would be surprised that something happened.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
No.
Like if Avery was out in the parking lot just fucking rolling people, I don't think that would be a shock to anybody, to be honest.
You know, the other thing is I go into that situation, I don't know what the fuck's going on, okay? I don't know who's fighting who. I don't really know where they are. I know that I would probably assess and go, well, somebody, you fucking guys seem like you're the aggressors, and I don't like aggressors. I like, you know, I react off of the aggressors. And the ones, I guess you're saying the pro-Palestines, are they the aggressors? Just so I know.
Yeah, it seems like it. You got to have violence for peace these days. And you know that with BLM and everybody else. So, like, you've got to throw some shots in there to let them know that you want peace or nobody's going to take you seriously.
Yeah. Violence for peace sounds a lot like Queers for Palestine.
It sure does. To be honest. And last night, I believe it was UC San Diego that they were taking down the police. They went up against the police last night and they lost. I believe there was 64 arrests. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see, Sean, did you see the, God, was it UCLA I think, where they cut up the garbage cans and tried to use them as riot shields against the cops, and it just got fucking decimated.
Oh, the Rubbermaid.
Did you see that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Rubbermaid, like, 34 or 33 gallon trash can.
Like,
and
Portland
they cut
State.
It into sections.
Portland State.
Portland State, yeah. Which is my friend Peter Boghossian, philosopher, used to be a professor there. And he's one of the guys from University of Austin, like the think tank here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he wrote them a pretty scathing tweet the other day. He goes, you know, you guys built all of this. Like, you're currently being decimated by a machine that you dumb fucks built. Mm-hmm. So congratulations, universities.
But now's your time, Sean. You want free violence with no repercussions? That's it, dude.
Are you guys assuring me that even though no one's getting arrested for doing anything currently right now in these situations, are you guys telling me that I can do this? I can go down there and get a couple of free shots in?
That's exactly what we're saying. Yeah,
I'm saying good. Right. You can kick the Christ out of them in full skates if you want. You know, I know the streets are I look at you warming up, too. Right. I'm all in. And if something happens to you, I'll pay for it. Dan and I and Drinking Bros are willing to bail you out. We'll go down there and say this is all a big misunderstanding. Originally, it started off Tacos for Peace. We'll call it that. That way, you know, hey, he was delivering tacos to the migrants at the Roosevelt Hotel.
And the shit just went wrong.
Went wrong.
We had no idea what was going to happen. It just went wrong.
Yeah.
It happened sometimes.
And if the Rangers win the cup, holy shit, dude. That city's going to go bug fuck anyways. And then you got pro-Palestine. You got the Rangers fans, electric. The Knicks just won last night. That city is electric. Now you got the Mexicans and the migrants going fucking crazy.
I think
burn it all down.
Didn't Brunson just score 40 and 5 assists for the fifth game in a row? The first time anybody's done that since fucking Michael Jordan.
Oh yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
The Garden's on fire right now, dude. Now's your time, Avery. When are you going back to New York?
I believe for game, hopefully game 5. Yeah, it looks like game 5, which is a few days away, gentlemen. But hold on. If the Rangers do in fact win the Stanley Cup, I would say that there's probably, not that I want to take the spotlight away from anyone, those guys are going to have earned it. Let's say I get a float, right? I'm going to do a hybrid Israeli flag Ranger jersey.
Oh.
I'm going to put my stake in the ground, and I'm going to rock that shit during the parade.
Well, then you won't have to worry about who is and isn't the instigator, because someone will attack you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, right. if you just wear that and go to Boston or something, somebody will attack you there, because they have a socialist mayor now.
Exactly. And that is that something that you think of like, all right, I'm waiting to be punched so then I can explode?
Well, interesting wormhole we find ourselves in, gentlemen. And also an interesting gray area, because if I just say, you know what, I'm pro-Israel, which I, you know, boy, oh boy, do I love my Jewish friends. They are all rich and they do fun shit. And I love them. Right. But if I wear the jersey, just a straight Israel jersey, and I go out onto the street and one of these animals attacks me, I can defend myself within reason.
Yeah. Yeah, you're all good.
I think we've solved the problem.
Yeah, the only issue is I did pick Carolina because there's a storm brewing, and I think they're going to win tonight. I'm sorry. We got to sponsor my bookie. I'm all in on Carolina tonight. Carolina through and through. D'Anthony and I have been to their not-so-fun arena in Raleigh. They got to get out of NC State. I don't know if you've been to that arena before. It's a very old college stadium.
I have, but Ross, game 2 is still in New York, so we're good for one more. Now.
Who's favorite? Who's favorite, Sean? Do you gamble at all? Who's favorite?
Tell me the line. I don't. Tell me the line.
Carolina minus 125 right now.
So if you bet 100...
You make like what, 70?
Well, yeah, if you bet 100 on the Rangers, you're going to get 125 back.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're the underdogs.
But you'll
get 75. If I bet 100 on Carolina, I'm only getting 75 back. So Carolina's favored bigly, huge favorites. Storms a brewing.
I don't know about all that. We'll see. I mean, Carolina is down 1-0 already, right? I mean, Yeah. So, but yeah, the series, as you know, Sean, I don't have to tell you, doesn't start until somebody wins a road game.
It's going to happen tonight.
You're goddamn right. It could happen tonight, but based on what I saw in game one, and I've been bullish on the Rangers for the last 6 years, I wrote Tampa for years because I knew Tampa was the team. I could see them coming together. I was bullish on the Rangers. I'm fucking all in on these guys. They dominated game one. They fucking dominated game one. Like, I'm telling you, they really dominated game one. So that's a tough building to play in. Like, MSG is not a fucking cakewalk in the playoffs. If those guys are going, I love this team.
And I love that you're saying that. Now, what I'm hearing, because we have some insiders in Carolina down there, got a house there, that they were served some hot pockets that were possibly spoiled. Potentially, they were supposed to go to the migrants and like give them to the Carolina players. Food poisoning is out of their system. They're going to win tonight. I've got this as a 3-2 victory tonight for Carolina, Storms of Bruin. And you're going to have to win this on the road. Game five will be a good one to be at, though, for sure.
I think maybe New York needs to get Remy more involved here. That young kid that likes to wail on people. Like, this is the playoffs in hockey, more than any other sport, are about intensity. Mm-hmm. Like, other sports, mostly execution and momentum and shit like that. Hockey, I think, is about intensity, right? Like, you have a game plan, you stick to it, you fuck people up.
You love Remy. You talk about him all the time online.
Yes. Yeah, so Stephan Matteau was on the Rangers in 94 when they won the Cup. It had been 53 years, 54 years. I can't remember the curse. Matteau scored two real big goals, overtime goals. He didn't play much in the series, but he was an integral part of the team. He scored two big fucking goals. This guy, Stephan Matteau, still to this day, can't walk 20 feet in New York City without somebody saying, Matteau, Matteau, Matteau. Rempe is a kid. Matteau did that at the end of his career. This kid's like 20. He doesn't even have hair in his balls, like full hair in his balls yet. He wins a fucking Stanley Cup. He's already scored one goal in the first round. He scores one or two more goals and just plays clean hockey. This kid will be a living fucking legend in New York City.
He only played forever. 7 minutes in game one, and he had three hits.
Yeah.
Three hits in 7 minutes. That's a hit. Almost one. That's almost one every 2 minutes. Like, come on, man.
He breathes hard and fucks tough. Yeah. And I love it. And I love your what, Sean? He does, dude. You can tell. And the way you talk glowingly about him, there's sometimes where I look at your Instagram and I was like, he's ready to leave his wife and risk it all for this kid. Like, I get it.
Well, my wife already left me, guys. So, and I am in communication with Rempe via my DM, so maybe it's just all fucking happening.
Very nice.
Is that true, by the way?
By the way, have you watched the abomination of this Tom Brady fucking roast? I can't get the words out of my mouth. Have you watched it?
Yeah, I watched it. It's fucking insane. I was talking about Ross Patterson Revolution this morning, man. They went all in. Did you? I mean, it's fucking 3.5 hours of just madness there. I was really surprised Tom Brady agreed to do it, to be honest with you.
You know, but he's like a vampire now. He's a Manchurian candidate. He needs to stay topical. So he fucking sold his soul a long time ago, right? I could not believe how great of a job Gronkowski did. I thought Edelman was fantastic. And then Nikki Glaser, like, it's just like, and Jeff Ross is now a fucking punching bag. Like, he's not even funny anymore. I don't even know if he ever was.
It's one of those things. He's been doing this for 30 years. Like, he's there because he's the guy now. And they used to do those roast specials back in the day where, like, Dean Martin and Sammy and those guys led it. And then towards the end, Dean Martin wasn't even drinking at that point because he was going to die. So it was Brown you know, brown colored water in a glass, so it gave the appearance of it. That's kind of Jeff Ross now, and they alluded to it with the Ozempic and all that shit, which is fine. You know, he's there, but Tony Hinchcliffe crushed, Nikki Glaser crushed, and it was great to see.
Belichick crushed as well, by the
way. All the athletes were good. All the athletes. The only one that wasn't good was Ben Affleck, ironically. The one actor in the fucking building wasn't good, but everybody else was great.
Dana White did a great job, but Tom has fucked his face up, okay? He's doing the opposite of Chris Christopherson or fucking, who's the guy that lives at Robert Redford, the guy in Utah. Those guys aged beautifully, like American heroes. Tom, what the fuck is he doing? And to stand up there and hear about your wife being taken from you by the jujitsu instructor, which, you know, I'm now a martial artist and I understand, like, you shouldn't have let her go to that many fucking lessons, dude. You should have went to one with her. Just let him feel you so that he knows also you got a little bit of whatever you got.
Yeah.
That was fucking an abomination.
Well, I thought to myself, as they're watching it, because they're going to do other great athletes, like other GOATs of all time. Is there any shot that you would go up on stage for a roast?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, the only reason that I think I can just manage through the day with what's going on around us, I don't take anything seriously. Like, similar to you guys. I don't know, you know, I think everything is a fucking psyop. I think that the world is going to, this city's going to blow up at some point. And I got to think about how I get Nash out of here with the fucking golf clubs. And everything else is just like, I don't know. I don't know.
Was the story true about your wife, by the way? Did she leave you? Is that real?
Yeah. Dead. Serious. Yeah.
It wasn't like jiu-jitsu, was it? Because I know I just saw you got into it online, and now I'm wondering, holy shit, did the same thing happen to him, and now he's signed up because he's trying to prove who he was, or?
I signed up because I was trying to find some sort of fucking, I don't know. I run out of options, all right? And I walked in there to try and save myself. Nobody, no, she, I don't think so. And by the way, he better be a black belt because I'll fucking tap. You bring him. If you're not a black belt, I'm a problem now. I'm a problem.
Where are you at belt wise? Because I take my kids and I watch them roll around and have some funsies with it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Where are you at? They got a bunch of stripes on there. They got a bunch of white stripes on there. Where do you live at? What's your belt color?
I'm currently, I would say, one of the most dangerous blue belts in America.
Wow. That's a bold statement. That's a real bold statement, friends. Man.
And I don't do fucking leg locks and play that game. I'm in the valley. I'm in Van Nuys. I got 818. Yeah. I'm going to tattoo that shit on my neck. That's like American fucking jiu-jitsu.
It sure is. Yeah, dude. You got some 818 guys over there in the valley, some retired porn stars getting there in Van Nuys.
Van Nuys.
Damn it, man.
We got a black belt from, there's a black belt that was in Poison, I think. I think he was in Poison.
The anyway, bands? Yeah. Was it CC DeVille or was it Brett Michaels?
Neither of those two.
But it's maybe definitely not Brett Michaels.
Oh, so it was one of the, God damn it. Who is the drummer? Bob, pull up the band Poison. Is it the drummer? Is the drummer or fucking
is it Tommy Lee the drummer?
No, Tommy Lee is from Motley Crue.
Motley Crue.
Look up Poison.
Ricky Rocket.
The Scorpions.
Oh, Ricky Rocket. Was it Ricky Rocket? Are you getting fucked up by Ricky Rocket?
Yes. He trains with us. You know him?
I mean, I don't know him, but every rose has its thorn, and I'm a huge fucking Poison fan, so yeah. I'd mix it up with Ricky Rocket just to say that I did it. I mean, I'd prefer CC DeVille so I could dominate him, slide a finger in on accident, just to see.
It'll
He's got
slip,
a really high voice. He's got a really high voice, but Ricky Rocket is in there. He's got to be in his 60s. Are you fucking beating up old men?
No, I believe he's a black belt, and 60. Well, I'm fucking 44. I'm basically 50. So what's the difference?
You're really rounding up there, my man. I'd kick that down.
Really?
44? You rounded up to 50? No, kick that down to 40. Nobody's going to know.
Nobody's lower the expectations. Lower the expectation. You know, I like, I'm humbled. I'm humbled. Come in. Come in. Oh, fuck.
What the hell's going on over there?
What is happening with your life right now? How do we get you back on the straight and narrow? You're in jiu-jitsu, check. Women, anybody lined up? What are you looking at these days? You hitting the bar scene? Know, you hitting Tinder?
You know, no, but, oh boy, how would I answer this one? Let's put a marker in that.
I want to go deeper. Because you're still, like, you're super fucking famous. And, like, when you roll down the street and you're still a great looking dude, one would imagine Sean Avery's still pulling ass. I mean, if you watch the Brady thing, they opened up, literally, Kevin Hart opened up with Tom Brady's been fucking. Tom Brady's been draining those balls. Like, he said it over and over again. And you're telling me Sean Avery's not out there fucking right now?
Well, let me tell you something. Sean Avery also won a SAG award for best ensemble. I mean, I'm in a fucking, how many Academy Awards did that goddamn movie win? Oppenheimer. So I'm kidding right now. I'm kidding. But it, as far as LA goes, no, I'm not out there using my juice. I went to a few Oscar parties. You know, what am I going to do? I just cruise. And I think that we're going to put a marker here. And I should have something interesting for you guys soon. Soonish.
It's fine. Well, look, here, I'm going to pick that marker up for a second. And I'm saying, look, I'm going to let you putt first, okay?
Yeah.
I'm the gentleman and I'm away, but I know that mine's going in. So I'm going to let you putt out there. I would have said yes. Oscar winner, NHL Hall of Famer. Which I don't think you're in the Hall of Fame. Are you in the Hall of Fame? You should be in the Hall of Fame. We don't know. Yes, bump that up, dude. Bump the years down. Go down to 40. I'm a 40-year-old. Bump the Oscars up. Bump the Hall of Fame up. And then really see where life takes you there. Because there's a lot of lucky ladies out in Los Angeles right now who are out of work. There's no more pilot season anymore. They're looking for a sugar daddy, and they're looking for somebody safe.
They're just waiting for some Persian to call them at this point.
That's it.
Because it's over otherwise.
Guys, no. It's been a while since you've been on the ground out here. The girls are all pros and or OnlyFans, and they're looking for just bag carriers at this point. They want guys that you know, they want show ponies. These girls are making $250 a month, right? The game's changed out here. It's the other way. It's starting to flip a little bit now. The guys, what you said, Dan. I'm not gonna repeat it. Those guys are still out here, and they can get the phone calls. They you know, works that way. But no, the girls are looking. Yes, plentiful, gentlemen.
Okay, so pick up a fucking camera and start shooting some of them. Really get weird. Just say, look, it's a game you stick by Sean Avery. Which hole do you want to see this in?
Yep.
And then set a price for it.
Yep. And right. Then sell the stick.
Sell the stick afterwards. Right? There's a lot of people that would love to sniff that stick.
Yeah.
Not for just her, but also for you.
Yeah.
Because they want a little bit of that jiu-jitsu grease on there as well.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Gentlemen, listen, I told you, put the marker. I might be saying something that I'm not saying, or I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah, saying it without saying it. So let's, one of the things I wanted to talk about today, since as anybody who's a fan of yours will remember, you were into fashion, high fashion, you know, towards middle end of your career. The Met Gala stuff is going on now. And it's an absolute fucking shit show. I mean, it's like to be successful as a man in Hollywood now, you've got to dress like a woman, apparently.
Yeah, did you ever go to it in real life? Oh, he's shaking his head. Yes, you went. You went to the fucking Met Gala? How was it?
Well, first of all, I went prime med 2006, 2007, 2008, I think. I lacerated my spleen in game two or game three against Pittsburgh, maybe in 08. And I was in the hospital. I was in the ICU in St. Vincent's, RIP St. Vincent's. It's not even there anymore. Hundreds and hundreds of gay men died of AIDS there in the 80s. I was in the ICU for 4 or 5 days underneath. The day I got out, I had a few hours to get a suit because the Met Gala was the next day, and I went to that fucking thing. I was almost dead a few days before I went to that Met Gala, and I looked. You want to know what happened?
Yeah.
I got so stoned. Anna makes you do this walk where you like kiss the ring on the way in. And that year, Bloomberg was hosting it. I called Anna Wintour. I said, "Very nice to meet you, Mrs. Bloomberg." And then I turned to Bloomberg and I said, "Very nice to meet you, Mr. Wintour."
No fucking way. What was the response to that?
Brendan Shanahan was with me, and I think he just whispered in my ear, "Keep walking.
Once you're inside of that fucking thing, what happens? Do they take off all the garbage bags and the tree, limbs and all that stuff in their hair? Once you're inside, is it kind of normal after that? And what do you do? Like, is there a dinner? Is there a comedian? How does that all shake out? I never got to go to one.
I think the one I went to, Kanye performed. I think everyone was doing their coke by like the second course, wide out in the open, and fucking it. They were awesome. Now I think they go in and they do ketamine huffs in these Nordy thing, and they're all dressed ambiguously.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Because back in 2006, it was okay to be rich still. Mm. Like, that crash didn't happen until Obama got in there. So, yeah. 06, you were like, cool. No camera phones. I'm going to do cocaine on the table. I'm going to fuck shit up. And then, you know, if a couple people join me in the bathroom, great. Yeah. We can have a fun night and kind of figure it out and maybe not pull out. We just don't have that today.
Well, we used to be a proper country.
Yeah.
Is what it is, yeah. To be honest.
And guys, I believe, I could be mistaken, but I believe during those years, the 06 to like 08 years, I think the Sackler Gallery was still in there. And I think that people, you would walk around and like you'd see people in some weird artifact thing area, like fucking partying.
Yeah.
Partying. Now they're not partying.
How do you feel about that? You know, as somebody who's been in the, because to me, sports is the entertainment industry. I know you're an athlete and shit, but it's a TV show, right? Is really what it is. It seems like you don't hear about rock stars fucking up hotels anymore.
Yeah, you can't.
Like now they cry and threaten to kill themselves, mm-hmm. right? It's a whole different fucking world we're in now. And I feel like we used to be a proper country, frankly.
Well, yeah, we used to have personalities.
Even the architecture is all like fucking antiseptic now. Everything looks the same. I think they call it the death of design in Western culture. Like,
hey, can I tell you?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I tell you guys something? Architecture. Interesting. I played Riviera for the first time this weekend on Sunday. And I've kind of got this like running feud with Larry David because I auditioned to play the caddy in this year's season. And he actually hired a caddy, the main caddy from Riv. And I met the caddy. Larry was there. The architecture on Riv is, you look around and every fucking house is kind of ugly and different. And I was surprised by that. It's the Palisade.
Yeah. I remember watching this full season. Most of it took place on that golf course too.
Yes, right?
Yep. And looking at it, I didn't know where they shot it, to be honest with you. I've never played Riviera, but it's shocking to hear that it was there because it didn't look that great on television.
Kikuyu. I will say this. They have beautiful Kikuyu. It's like trampoline-ish. It's very bouncy. That's the grass.
Oh, I know what it is. You're not going to give me a fucking ag lesson today, all right? We just got back from the Masters 2 weeks ago, brother. You're not going to drop some fucking ag references on me, all right? We could eat off the goddamn greens over there. Shit, I'd eat out of the rough at the Masters.
I don't know if I would say it like that.
Well.
Because that sounds like an ass.
I don't give a shit. Well,
because putting from the rough used to mean gay, right?
Does it anymore?
I don't know if anything means anything anymore, to be honest.
Oh, I'll tell you guys, that's the other thing. Out here in California, in L.A., the kids, they're all doing it with each other.
So you're talking about guys, girls, everything else in between, like, hey, let's go. It doesn't really matter anymore.
Fire that engine up. We're going wherever we're going.
You ever mix it up one night like that where you just said, hey, man, I got what? You know, you got a few shots in the head and you were like, all right, cool, man. I've had enough drugs tonight. A hole's a hole. That dude over there looks thin enough that I can dominate.
No, but 2003, Christian Slater and his wife, I think her name was Ryan and she's Canadian. They tried to fuck me.
We're going to need to hear about this, obviously. Ryan Haddon was her name, by the way.
Yeah. Did
Bob, you want to put her up on screen?
Bob,
right quick?
Put her up on screen.
She was hot, right, guys?
We've got Warfighter Tobacco here.
Yeah, they're in the building. They snuck in here. But pop her up on screen so we can see her here. And then I'll go into this because if she's who I thought. Yeah, that's her. I remember her. Look, man. If you're going to have to fuck a dude or potentially let a dude fuck you, Christian Slater's not the worst in 93.
It looks like her mom, by the way.
Because that was like his true romance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Peak.
That's a good Peak Christian Slater to fuck. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's like right after Heather's.
Mm.
And both of them. Oh, that's a great shot, Bob, because she's looking over the shoulder. Who goes first there? Was there any ground rules that were in place of like, all right, we want to take you back and fuck you. You get to fuck my wife first, and then I'll kind of come in afterwards, or I'm going to watch in a corner and kind of kick back for a little bit.
Yeah.
Was there any ground rules laid?
Or Christian Slater wanted you to hit him with a belt or something?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. People get into weird shit.
So clearly they had rehearsed this or done this, it felt like, before. She takes the lead because she's very seductive and hot, as you guys probably see with the photo. I think it's up.
Yep.
And, you know, she plays off of his celebrity, his charm. And I was at a house party and I ended up at, I'm going to fucking kill these fucking guys outside with the fucking drills and the phones ringing. We were at a house party. I got told that there was another party. So I was like, okay, the Viceroy. Now we're going to the Viceroy. And, you know, so I go to the Viceroy. I was solo then. Like, I'd just gotten on the team. Anyways, I end up in the Viceroy in a room. Beautiful fucking room. Cool, like Miami Vice shit that I had never seen before. And it's just the two of them.
D'Anthony, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off everything in the entire store. Mattresses, sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, you name it. Everything is 50% off. Big fan of their sheets. Just got two new sets a couple months ago. Got some new pillows at Christmas. And they've got a pre-order for the massage topper that goes across your bed. Or you can put it on the floor. Head-to-toe massage with a remote control in it. And it just arrived at my house last night. I'm going to pop it open when I get home. Super amped about it. All their mattresses, all their products are made in the good old U.S. of A. They got a huge product refresh over there. Tons of great new stuff over at GhostBed. That mattress for RVs. They got the new Venus Williams collection over there. GhostBed is stepping up their game. They're also in a bunch of retail stores. I think it was either Sam's Club or Costco I saw them in the other day. Congratulations, guys. On the come up, always been a fan of their mattresses, always been a fan of all their products over there, and now you can take advantage of their 50% off deal. Doesn't matter how many items you put in the cart, 50% off. Then you can stretch it out over 3 years and stretch out those payments. So take advantage of it. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today and get yourself a new mattress. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinkingbros. Talking about those microfactors, dog. It's not just a multivitamin, it's a convenient daily packet with 6 products included in it that provides you what you need on a daily basis to be healthy, because let's face it, we don't eat the way we need to in order to fulfill the demands of our body without getting the vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients in us consistently. We're going to struggle to reach any type of health or fitness goal, whether that's weight loss, putting on muscle, getting lean, or just overall being healthy. The microfactors are the way to do it, man. It comes in a box, 30 of them in there, 30 little plastic pouches, and it's all divvied up for you with 6 of the essentials. What are the essentials? Well, you got the antioxidants, the multivitamins, the probiotics, the CoQ10s, the EFAs, the fruits and veggies are in there, and the liver detox is new over there. But if you drink as much as we do, you're going to want to pop that in your gullet on Mondays to kind of help you through the week. While you're there, check out their energy drinks as well. Best in the biz, in my opinion. And they got some brand new flavors. Huge fan of all of the products at firstform.com/drinkingbros.
Great workout gear, too, by the way.
The
shorts are good. All the shirts are good. I mean, if you're looking for workout clothes or active wear just to wear around daily, they're my favorite. They make the best shorts that exist, in my opinion.
They got everything over
there. Yeah, just check it all out.
Yeah, huge fan. You're going to get free shipping on orders over $75 when you use that link. Head on over to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, we got expressvpn.com/drinkingbros. Guys, I just heard something mind-blowing. Okay. So you know when you search for something on Netflix, what you get is only a fraction of what Netflix actually has to offer. I learned this the other day, and I was like, what the fuck, man? Netflix actually has more than 18,000 titles globally, but only like 6,000 of those are available in the U.S. So you're missing out on literally thousands of great shows unless you use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is an app that lets you change your online location so that you can control where you want Netflix to think you're located. They have over 100 different locations, so you can gain access to thousands of new shows, no matter where you live. This works with pretty much every other streaming service too. Disney Plus, Hulu, Max, the BBC iPlayer, which is normally a free option over there in the UK. And there's a lot of shows that you're missing out on. I didn't know Love is Blind is fucking global, dude. There's like 90 of them in different countries and shit like that. They're not making a lot of great TV shows or movies anymore. You need shit from other countries to get you through the goddamn day over there. It's super fast. Whenever you put this on, it just goes seamlessly in the background of your laptop. If you're still using are people still using a fucking desktop, dude?
I don't think so.
Maybe either.
Like
producers, Bob and Delco.
Maybe Max. If people are doing editing and shit, maybe that. But I seriously doubt somebody's using that for their primary at this point.
I agree. And like this goes on everything, though. iPhone, in the back of your iPhone, Android, fucking iPad, you name it. And again, super fast. You can stream anything in HD with no buffering. So head on over there and stop missing out on great TV and get thousands of new shows with ExpressVPN. We got to give you guys 3 free extra months over there when you use our special link, expressvpn.com/drinkingbros. That's expressvpn.com/drinkingbros to get 3 extra months completely free. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. We're live in Texas, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Ohio. We're now in over 100 HEBs in the great state of Texas. Every single Total Wine's here. All the Total Wine's in Florida, Piggly Wiggly's in Alabama, and a bunch of your favorite bars and restaurants.
I think Ryan did a tasting up in Killeen this weekend, so I'm pretty sure that we're alive at Fort Hood now.
Yes.
Here in Texas, so
Head on
over,
dude.
If you're up there at Hood, check that shit out.
Shout out Ryan Mills. He's doing God's work in Texas. If you're in Texas and want it in one of those, and want it in one of the locations there, just tag him on Facebook or Instagram, dude, and he'll do it. He's a fucking gangster like that. For everybody else out there, if you're looking for the closest location nearest you, we have a store locator on hardafseltzer.com. Type in your city or zip code, and it'll take you to the closest spot nearest you. It doesn't matter if it's a grocery store or a bar or a restaurant. If you don't live in one of those states or one of the surrounding states, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Buy a 12-pack, support us, and support the show. Wow. And what's your first thought there? Like, do you try to break the ice, pun intended? Nailed it, because you're a hockey player. Do you lead with something like, hey, are we doing cocaine, or are we just trying to fuck each other?
No, I think for a moment, it was a moment where I was like, okay, I can handle if this dude just wants to sit over there and, like, maybe whatever's going to happen with me and his wife, so I posed the question to myself, would I be okay with that?
Yeah.
Right? And then I think I've always had this reason somewhat, like when it gets too far, I definitely know. And I was a young guy, I just got in LA, something told me, get the fuck out of there. Right? Because she's not hot enough for that to go down. And as cool as he is, well, I don't know, you know, like how cool he could ever be to make it happen. I don't think I could have done it. I don't think I could have.
Look, man, prime Christian Slater watching me fuck his wife back in the day and with the voice, because he always talked kind of like Jack Nicholson. So it was just like,
Avery.
You know, you could go to the back door if you want, you know, go ahead and slide it in the back door. That would have been all right. And then, yeah, man, that kind of ramps shit up too, where you're like, all right, maybe the next Nicholson's watching me bone his wife. And then we kick things up a notch. But the only problem is if you get close and then all of a sudden his jeans come down and he gets off the Barca lounger and then he wants to enter you.
Because then you've got a P. Diddy Meek Mill situation.
Correct.
And nobody wants to see that shit.
No, but you're also at that point a hockey player. You're a fucking bruiser. I don't know that he would risk it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know that he'd risk it by trying to enter you without your permission.
So, guys, just from a comedic standpoint, I'm thinking, how do I lighten this mood a little bit? I was probably thinking back there, this is a sick thing to say. This is like a joke. I'm telling you guys a joke right now. You know, PrEP wasn't invented back then. Mm. Like, AIDS was still a killer.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, now only poor people die from AIDS.
Yeah, because I asked my doctor about it in L.A. when I first moved there, you know, and I was like, hey, bro, what's the likelihood of this? And he goes, you're white.
If it's
so it's real low, yeah, bro.
If it's P and V and there's no needles, you're safe from AIDS.
He was like, you're good, bro, on the whole AIDS thing. And then he's like, and if you get rich enough, you can beat it. You can beat AIDS when you're rich enough. But in the 90s, you're right. Like, what are you talking, 93? Like, easy.
No,
easy.
No, this is 2003.
2003.
Oh, shit. You're fucking fine then, dude. I thought 93.
No,
I
was he was in high school in 93.
I didn't know. You're serious? Guys, tell me you're fucking 50, dude. That's not real. You know, like, come on, Sean. That's on you today.
No, I'm talking about, though, I'm not talking about me and her. Yeah. I was thinking, I wasn't thinking about it. I was posed with it, so I had to think about it. But it's the guy on guy thing. Mm. 2003, AIDS, I think, was still killing people. No. So it's a crazy fucking thing.
Unless you were rich, because Magic has had it allegedly since 92, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So Magic had it. Bob, you can look it up. I want to say that press conference was in 91.
Was it
November?
Did he not play on the Dream Team? Or was it after that?
He did, yeah. So he came back to the Dream Team with AIDS, and I think one of the countries sat out because they didn't want to play against a guy with AIDS.
November 7th, 1991.
God damn it.
Oh, shit. A day that will live in infamy.
I almost fucking got the exact date right. So you were good 12 years later. Yeah, with Christian Slater, the risk is worth it.
Wait,
man.
12 years with AIDS instead of 12 years a slave. Yeah, that could be the documentary.
12 years with AIDS, the Sean Avery story. The Sean Christopher Avery story. Yeah. I could call Springsteen. Yeah. We could have him make another Philadelphia song. You
we'll
know?
Have somebody knit a quilt.
Yeah. On the streets of Los Angeles.
No, we would have... Now, Zach Bryan would do the updated Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Now, yeah, obviously. But, right. You know, back then, yeah. We would have gotten Springsteen to do an L.A. version of Philadelphia for you. And that would have been great, dude. You could have popped in the video. Denzel could have been your lawyer. We would have had some fun with that. Another famous athlete with AIDS. Because let's face it, it was Magic. It was Louganis. And then you. Like, all the major sports could have been represented there at that point.
Louganis. What was he? Was a swimmer?
He was a diver.
Diver, yeah.
A diver. Let's not just say swimmer. He was a diver, you know?
You consider a diver more of an athlete than a swimmer?
Pull up, Sean, after we get off air today, pull up his body. It is taut. Yeah. I mean,
swimmers are probably body. More athletic, but I think aesthetically a diver probably looks better because swimmers have weird bodies, right?
Yeah.
It's all boxy and shit.
Not his, though.
Yeah.
Shredded.
Like, nobody looks at Michael Phelps and like, you know what? I'd like to have him inside me. They're like, oh, that dude's part fucking fish.
Right. But Louganis, though, you could see every fucking tendon in his calves and all that shit. Like, he was shredded.
Guys, did Louganis die of HIV?
Still alive.
No, he's still alive.
Still alive and looks better than he did when he was in the Olympics and he banged his head on the fucking diving board and bled all in the pool. Like, he looks better now.
Well, that's because the AIDS... treatment is the first drug they give you is HGH, right?
Oh, I didn't know
that. To fight off whatever the fuck, right? Yeah. To make you more resilient against that shit. So, you know, they had it figured out before. Everybody's on it now. Everybody's on Ipamorelin or Somorelin or just straight up HGH now. But he's been on that shit for years. He's biologically probably like 35 years old.
Yeah, sure is.
Right, but let me ask you, did he have a waiver from the Olympic Committee?
This was post.
Is there a loophole?
This is post that. Yeah, he. I don't think he was on.
Well, Magic Johnson. So Magic Johnson did. So Magic had a waiver for the meds that he was on for the Dream Team. But Louganis, I don't think we found out about it till later. I think he got AIDS after the Olympics.
Interesting. I was just thinking, what type of American are you? How much do you want to sacrifice if you can legally go to the Olympics, but you have to technically have HIV to be able to take these drugs to enhance your performance? Would that be something you would consider for the flag?
Yeah, I think these NBA players need to consider it.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Because they just can't get their shit together anymore.
Yeah, they can't. Right? Did you play in the Olympics?
I did not. No.
For a gold medal? Yeah, dude, I'd get fucking AIDS. Like, let's go. If that's what it is. Shit, I mean...
In 2024, I would probably consider it, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, just think about the impact that Jesse Owens fucking wiping out the Nazis had on the propaganda wing from World War II. Just like a black dude from nowhere. And Bill Burr is a great bit on this. It was like the Germans probably came in a fucking limo with no top on it. Like, we are the superior race.
Yeah.
Like, nah, that dude just fucking whipped everybody's ass. That guy you hate right there, he just fucked everybody up. I think... If you consider it in that context and how momentous it could be, maybe you got to do it.
A gold medal means a lot, dude. Dan's got a spiked bat. I even tried to talk him in one night to banging my legs and shit so I could get a para one. I'll go Paralympics. I won't go full fucking quad or anything, but I'll go para just to get that gold medal. And Dan eventually talked me down from that. But that medal means a lot, dude. When you show up at a party, that's a big flex.
Yeah, Dan, are you blaming World War II on Jesse Owens?
Oh, no. I blame World War II on World War I and the Paris Accords. Right? We all agree on that?
I kind of think Jesse Owens had a lot to do with it. I think that was the last straw
what
for
I'm
them.
Saying is that the ideology that...
Am I allowed to laugh at this?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Sure are.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
That was the final push for Hitler.
It's like, you know, that was 1933, right? If I'm not mistaken, Bob? The Jesse Owens Olympics?
36, I think.
Was it 36? I thought it was 33 for some reason.
Could have set the tone.
I feel like it was an off year because of something, the stock market or some shit.
That was the last nudge for him, Sean. That was it. Yeah. It was like, Owens.
A young Adolf.
Yeah.
Well, see,
Owens, fuck.
There's a lot of theories about this. There's one where, see, he was an artist, failed artist, right? But he was obsessed with German Shepherds, and he had a pet German Shepherd in World War I when he was a soldier, and then the German Shepherd died or got taken away from him or something. He just lost his shit. That's one theory. Mm-hmm. Right? The other one is obviously Jesse Owens. He couldn't stand seeing a black man whip German fucking athletes. Like, he beat them at everything.
And so now that we know all the facts.
It was 36.
Yeah, so now that we know all the facts, Sean, do you think he started World War II because of a fucking dog or because of the black guy from America that came over and smoked the world? My money's on the black guy.
Well, I mean, when did he win that medal? It was in the summer of 1936, and by 1939, Hitler had invaded Poland. So you tell me.
Yeah.
It was a year before. Actually, it was about 9 months before the next Olympics.
Yep.
And he was like, not again. No. Never again.
I think we might have uncovered something that they should stop fucking revisit now in the history books.
Well, yeah, well. I think you could host it on the History Channel. Yeah. I'll be out to L.A. tomorrow, and we'll kind of pitch it. Soft pitch to the networks.
Yeah.
Let everybody know our Jesse Owens theory and Hitler, and then see who bites. Maybe we can get a 12-part Netflix thing together.
Well, maybe we can get your former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to play Jesse Owens, because he doesn't mind putting on some makeup, does he?
Sure doesn't. He'll go blackface for that role.
Absolutely. Let's put up the picture of Trudeau and Castro and compare the two.
Oh, I'm balls deep on that one. Yeah. There's 100% chance that you are the father.
Yep.
We need to get fucking Maury Povich in here on that one, because that is absolute. I've never seen two people look more alike.
Dan's had his dick. Dan's had his dick in that one since day one.
For years,
man. Yeah. He was the one that turned me onto it.
That's why, like, I don't believe in the global cabal of people version of the deep state, globalist deep state and shit like that. I think a lot of it's just unspoken, fucking rich and powerful people. But that one makes me very suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
That just the former prime minister of Canada's bastard child by a fucking communist in Cuba is now the fucking prime minister again. It refuses to hold new elections and all this stuff. It just seems bizarre to me. What I know, you know, I'm not Canadian.
Yeah. Hey, guys, could I get a time check? I have no idea what time it is.
It's 3 o'clock.
It's 3 o'clock right now. Central, right now it's 1 o'clock your time. You got a tea time today?
Great. I got 10 more minutes would be ideal, but I don't. Is this broken now? You guys,
we're going 6 hours.
We're going 16 hours, dude.
Oh, 16. Sure.
No, we'll go 10 with you here. I know you're a busy man, and we appreciate it. You know, you're out there solving the AIDS crisis and everything else, and you're doing a lot for the world, and we're really not, so that's fine. Did you ever go to a Diddy party? Let me ask you that. You had to have once, right?
Did I ever go to a Diddy party? Yes.
I fucking knew it, dude. I knew it. Tell us your story about it.
2004 white party in the Hamptons. I went with Rachel Hunter, aka the beautiful Stacey's mom.
Yeah.
I had never been to the Hamptons. I didn't understand the scope of it. I had never worn an entire outfit that was white before. All right. The fucking party was great, and I remember it. I was 24. Like, if this party's gonna keep going, I'm gonna stay here. It wasn't like a thing like now. I couldn't. I'm just fucking too old and tired to get to that point. 3:30, Diddy puts the house music on, and you can see the transition happen. And if you want to get weird, you stay, and if you don't, you leave.
So, fuck. All right, I told this story, so I got to go to one of those things as well. I said the exact same thing. Right around 3:30, 4 a.m., there was another party inside. Now, my problem was I wasn't famous enough to go to that one. I was good enough, just on a level, to get invited to the first one. But then when people started to go into the house, I knew shit was going to get wild, and I was waiting for it. I was waiting for, like, hey, Ross, come on in and see if the water's warm over here. And I didn't get the invite in. And I look back on it and thank God, because I didn't want to be bent over like the guy from Family Matters and just taking a couple grand from Diddy just because he felt like doing it that night.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you guys been listening to Suge Knight's new podcast from prison?
What?
Yeah.
Look, somebody did post on Twitter the other day when a buddy of mine, he was like, I'm not really afraid of jail anymore because everybody I know that's in jail, every celebrity has a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
So it can't be that goddamn bad.
He calls in. Like, so he calls in to the show.
Strong-armed and murdered people, and he's still got a goddamn podcast?
He calls in once a week, Sean. I listen to it. He calls in once a week.
I love it.
I didn't hear the story about Diddy. What did he say about Diddy, though?
He said, let me just summarize it. And I'll paraphrase. He said, Diddy's a dead man because either the government's going to kill him or somebody's going to kill him for Pac the moment he gets into jail. So he said, figure out how to fuel up that jet and fucking say your goodbyes, brother.
Yeah, there was another show that just said a friend of his who was just like, dude, I think he'll end up taking his own life before it gets to that point. And that's interesting.
It's very rare for adult black men to kill themselves. I think that might be the most rare version of suicide.
Really?
I think so. Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. But think of all the people that kill themselves, especially like celebrities and shit. Think of who's the black guy that killed himself. Can you think of anybody?
Fuck, you're right, dude. Because Aaron Hernandez wasn't black.
No. Well,
I mean, he pretended to be.
He may have thought he was.
He had a fade like one, but yeah. No. Yeah. Shit, dude.
What are you laughing at, motherfucker?
Sean, I'm workshopping here. I'm spitballing black guys who have killed themselves, and it's tough. Okay? That's one thing they have over us. Where they're like, hey, dude, at least we don't fucking kill ourselves.
Or you could say that we're better at it.
Yeah, it could be one of the two.
Yeah.
One of the two, but I can't even like think of a failed attempt. Because I love a good old-fashioned, you know, offing of yourself if it's warranted. There was a porn star who put a shotgun in her mouth in Ohio a few weeks ago and blew her brains out. And that was odd to me because women don't do it, you know?
Well, it's actually becoming more common, young women especially.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think the fastest-growing contingent of suicide demo is young women under 25.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it probably has something to do with the birth control pill, frankly. Because there's a lot of weird shit that goes on around that. So there's good research that shows now that women are on birth control and they meet a guy and then they get ready to start a family and they come off birth control and then their hormones regulate and they're like, oh, this guy's a fucking gaylord. I got to get out of here. He doesn't have shoulders.
Yeah.
No fucking hair in his nuts.
Yeah.
I got to go.
Yeah, I got to go.
You know what I mean? Especially postpartum. And there's also a lot of increase in postpartum depression from the women that go through that particular phase.
That makes sense, actually. Yeah.
I think maybe that's why. Maybe it's just the general malaise over society now. It's hard to say. But that was the younger woman group was the most resistant as a specific group to suicide for years. And now it's kind of fucking leaking into there as well.
Would you say that there's a general
malaise
over society?
Yeah.
It's a polite way to put it, Sean.
Yeah, everything sucks.
Everything sucks. It's a goddamn shit heap. What do you want him to say? The world's everybody who's eating fucking El Monte frozen burritos, just shitting their brains out in the streets. Like, that's what it is.
Well, guys, I'll tell you. I spent 4 days in Las Vegas seeing fish at the Sphere. A lot of happy people.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of happy
Sphere rocks.
Yeah, how much? So you were on mushrooms, though, the whole time, obviously.
I'm not going to say whatever. I'm not going to fucking say a word. But I'll tell you, that is an unbelievable music venue. And the happy vibes, plentiful.
Yeah.
I was there, Sean. I went to U2 with my wife, and it was a fucking blast, dude.
Right, but come on, you saw it. Come on, U2.
Well, yeah, he was on fucking mushrooms, too.
So I was on mushrooms, all right, Sean? I'm going to say the quiet part out loud that you won't today, okay? I'll say the quiet part out loud that you didn't say today. Yes, I was on mushrooms, and it was great. I didn't give a fuck what band was down there, okay? I don't give a shit if you brought Loretta Lynn back to life.
It's like, a beautiful day. You're like, yeah, it is a beautiful day
out here. Yeah, man, these fucking streets don't have a name. This is great, man.
Do they know it's Christmas after all?
One love, yeah. Bono, let me put your glasses on. I'll go fuck myself.
Ross, where were your seats? I was in 106 section, 106 row 11, and I thought they're the best seats in the place because you're level high with the band, but everyone's like, 400s are the best. I walked up there, I got fucking vertigo.
Nailed it. You too? That's a U2 reference of Vertigo. I like it. If it was intentional,
no,
if
it not, wasn't. It no, wasn't. He's okay. Just he. His brand is just fucking on. So yeah, so
I love it.
Though. Can't help himself.
Yeah. So we had a buddy who was a tech advisor on that, and they were like the 200s right in the middle is where you need to be, so that way you can see the shit. Because it was an eye above me that was looking down. Did you see the eyeball? Did they do that with the retina?
No.
Yeah, so I heard Fish changed up all the graphics and all that stuff, and they were all different. I actually posted it on our Instagram of the U2 shit. So there was an eyeball. There was, like, the desert scene. There was the black kids in Africa that didn't know it was Christmas. There was a lot of shit going on those screens there. Like, for real. They had, like, war-torn countries and everything else. And at one point,
Did they shoot the red iPhones out of helicopters at people?
Yeah, they were doing that. They also showed Christian Slater and his wife fucking a dude. Mm. That went on for like 20, 30.
Yeah, it looked weird. It was weird. It was like, looked exactly like somebody I know.
Yeah, it looked like you. And at one point, like right as Christian Slater was about to come, he pulls over a jersey over your head and then just starts punching you in the fucking ribs, dude, as he's coming. And it was, I mean, that was you too. Also, you know, I was on mushrooms, so it could have been either or.
Yeah, hard to say.
Hard to say. I know you've got to go.
I'll tell you. You got to remember the first time you were ever in a Viceroy. It's cool.
Mm. It's great. Oh, look, all of it is great and it's fun. And I miss when things were fun and you could be rich and do cool shit and drugs and not pull out of people with no responsibilities and everything didn't mean something. And it wasn't just a goddamn Instagram video for 15 seconds. Those were the fun times. I miss when you could go to the Olive Garden and drink an entire bottle of Chianti, not be honorable about it, and give the waiter a 20 and everything was fine. You can't do any of that anymore, dude. Everybody's going to bitch about it. They're going to post your tips online.
Yeah. You can't overdose outside the Viper Room anymore.
No, dude. You know what I mean? Can't do the bullshit. Fun things anymore.
This, you know, I have a tattoo on my body. Thomas Jefferson said the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants, and I think now is the time we need to start smoking again.
Yep,
cocaine,
cigs inside, right?
Whatever.
Yep,
just what? Bring it all back. Go like.
Can you say that? Can you say that quote again, please?
The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time by the blood of patriots and tyrants.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had slaves too, so you know he meant it.
Yeah, he definitely meant it. And you're pretty high right now, so I'm sure it means a lot to you right now. Now's the point where we get to the Drinking Bro of the Week, which is someone who has inspired you, helped you become the person you are today, Sean. Which Christian Slater do you want to give that to? Which person would you like
to
give
that to? I think Cuffs, probably.
Gleaming the cube.
Yeah, Gleaming the cube, yeah.
So I just say what?
Who's somebody that has inspired you or helped you become the person you are today? Is it your jiu-jitsu instructor?
Well, yes. I mean, Professor Chris and Makoto and Luisa and Andre. Yeah, there's many. I've got many Brazilians, and they're in Van Nuys, California. I'd like to thank them. I'd also like to thank, guys, Tim Dillon does it for me right now. Mm. Tim Dillon is free-flowing. He's in the app. He's in his own thing, man. I love Tim Dillon right now.
Same. Yeah, he's a straight-up stream-of-consciousness comedian.
Yeah.
Just whatever comes into his head comes out of his fucking mouth, and he doesn't give a shit about the consequences.
Well, he makes so much money on Patreon. Last time I checked, he was making about $2 million a month on Patreon, so, like, it just doesn't matter. And it's great that you can have the power to do that and just say whatever the fuck you want, and I'm a big fan as well. I'm a big fan of you. I'm a big fan of your podcast. Tell everybody where they can find that.
I guess just go to my Instagram at I'm Sean Avery. I am Sean Avery. Sean Avery. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Go there afterwards, and I'll be DMing you some pictures of Christian Slater and his wife. Just give me about 15 because I got to do ad reads and stuff like that. You get it.
Do me a favor. Photoshop my face onto something and make it look good at least.
That'll be the thumbnail for the show. It'll be you, Christian Slater, and his ex-wife.
Yeah, and that'll happen, in like 20 minutes. So, yeah, that'll be up for sure. We appreciate you joining us out there. Hopefully you find peace and love. Storms are brewing tonight, though. Carolina 3-2. Sorry about it, but we'll see you at game 5.
I love you guys. Let's go, Rangers. Potman sucks. Batso forgot to shake my hand. I bleed blue, boys. I bleed.
I know you do. We appreciate you being here, Sean. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.